A new global approach is urgently needed to tackle violent extremism, UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, Kate Gilmore, said. That's because an overly repressive response to it, the so-called security first approach, had only made matters worse in recent years, she told the Human Rights Council.
The negative impacts of heavy-handed counter-terrorism responses in the years following the tragedy known now as 9/11 have widened the rift between communities, have deepened distrust rather than built trust, and have generated divisive and often hateful public discourse.
The Deputy High Commissioner's comments followed a recorded video message to the Geneva Assembly by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, in which he said that countering violent extremism needed to avoid sweeping definitions that encroached on human rights. In light of the threat to society posed by extremism today, it is more important than ever to respect freedom of religion, belief and opinion, Kate Gilmore said. The Deputy High Commissioner also highlighted that while states are legally responsible for the way they tackle violent extremism, this accountability is in fact the way they will foster public trust. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.